Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force. Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
God is not part of your problem, he's part of your solution. And if you have wrong ideas about God, it can ruin your life. It's time for you to find out yourself. Don't go to a lot of secondhand information. God's not hiding. He's willing to speak and reveal himself to you.
Jesus took a walk by the water side of the Sea of Galilee.
Walking by the Sea of Galilee.
Jesus told the men at the water's edge, drop your nets and follow me. You've been fishing in the sea for such a long time, but now these days are coming to an end.
Walking by the Sea of Galilee.
Come right now and walk along with me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Walking by the Sea of Galilee.
Jesus made for us to follow. What was good for then is just as good for now. We can be the same right now as Peter, James, and John were then. The Bible tells you how.
Oh, praise God. It is another beautiful day. Oh, I like the words of that song. Well, we can do the same as his disciples did back in Jesus' time. To me, that's exciting. That's what we need today. We need supernatural intervention in our lives. You know, if you're just crawling around in the old natural world, you feel low, well, you have reason to. If you don't know that God wants to operate in your life on a spiritual and supernatural level, you got a lot of reason to be depressed. Once you taste of God and see the miraculous, your standard of what you want, what you believe, and what you need is raised. And my friend, I've witnessed miracles, people being raised up from the deathbed. And my standard and what I expect from God is probably a lot higher than many people that haven't seen it. Or maybe you've been, somebody's told you, well, that's just a psychosomatic, and you can't trust those people. Well, my friend, I've experienced healing. I've seen healing, and I thank God for it. So if you're caught in the doldrums of the old natural world, a victim of all the failure and misery, God's got a way for you to get out. He's had a way from the very beginning of time. And that's the title of my topic today, From the Beginning. From the beginning. Well, the beginning of time, as man would know it maybe, or the beginning when man existed. That's what I'm talking about. In the beginning of the Bible, in the beginning of a revelation of who and what God is, when he began speaking to us in such a way that we could understand. Of course, some people still aren't understanding God speaking, and I've had a series on 39 ways that we can hear and receive from God, and there are many ways that we can hear and receive from God. The bottleneck is that we're the deaf ones. God is always speaking. He's always talking, and you can hear him speak. Get your heart in tune today. Now, if you have small ideas and theories about God and his plans and what he can do and what he doesn't do, you know what? You are going to limit God. You are going to limit the big plan and desire and purpose for your life.
God has high hopes for us and big plans. You should know that. Now, I'm just reviewing from my last lessons. Here's some of the last lesson to get you up to speed. You've heard, what you don't know won't hurt you. Nothing could be further from the truth. What you don't know can ruin your life. It can kill you. What you don't know can leave you out in the cold, buddy. And today, I want to bring you into some safety and warmth. What you don't know can ruin your life, at least what you don't know about God, His plans, and His will. You see, what God had in mind for His creation, and you're part of His creation, from the beginning, is not what we see today. What we see in the world, at least the mess in the world that the world's in today, is not God's fault. Do not blame God or put it at His feet. God is not part of your problem. He's part of your solution. And if you have wrong ideas about God, it can ruin your life. It's time for you to find out yourself. Don't go to a lot of secondhand information. God's not hiding. He's willing to speak and reveal Himself to you. Jesus' half-brother James said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally and upbraids not. Let him ask of God who wants to give. You should know that. Well, what God had in mind for His creation from the beginning is not what we see in today in the world. Once again, the mess the world is in today is not God's fault. Well, maybe you've been taught it and believe, and I hear Christians say it, and people, non-Christians, they say, I guess to sound spiritual, they say something like this. Now, see if you've heard this. Don't get mad at me if you believe it, but let's analyze a little bit and see if we can tune it up and make it something that's going to work for you. You might have been taught that everything is God's will and nothing happens unless God wills it to happen. Come on now, let's get it together. Does that include injustice, victimization, hate, murder, unforgiveness? Of course not. Men and women do not always do God's will. Have you? Well, the fact that men and women do not always do God's will means that you will not always see God's will in the world and in the news around you. Temporarily, God does not always get His way. So don't blame your troubles on Him. Now, I want to remind you, as I do other programs, you can't get on the wrong side of God. Let's get on the right side because He's interested in you. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you today to come and know Him. If you're in the sound of my voice, He is offering today to you an opportunity to get to know Him better than you've ever known Him before.
Hallelujah. It matters to Him about you. Heartaches, your sorrows, He cares, yes He does, regardless of what you may do, He wants you, He loves you, He cares. About you.
Start with Genesis 1:28. I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible. this is God's commission and what he told man to do at the very beginning. He had a plan and purpose. Man just didn't sit under a fig tree and eat figs and sleep all day. No. Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over every living creature that moves upon the earth." He continues on his advice for the garden in particular where he put them. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend, guard, and keep it. God established his kingdom on the earth by one man and woman, and he delegated authority to that man. God's earthly kingdom, in a sense, started with small beginnings in one corner of the earth, not the whole world. Now, I want to give some credibility to the ancient scriptures. It's a side note here. Did you know the exact location of the Garden of Eden is well defined in the book of Genesis, and it was well known to the ancients? Now, there are four rivers, locations that are brought up in the book of Genesis so that the location of the Garden of Eden can be pinpointed. Now, we have lost one of those sources. Maybe we don't understand it today. It is an ancient story. But the creation events were also well known by the ancients and were a topic of training in philosophy and human existence. It appears that the Bible text, in one sense, tells us that God had big plans from small beginnings. When man was created, the earth had suffered a big shakeup, and that shakeup was with God and two-thirds of his angels, and Lucifer, also known as a devil, and one-third of the angelic host that agreed with the devil. There was trouble. There was a battle, the best that we can understand in the Bible. And from what I see in the Bible, the extent of the battle and the damage it caused was extensive. It was far-reaching. And as time went on, things grew worse. It appears that the earth may have been scarred and the world order divided into two camps, God's camp and plans, and the devil, his camp and agenda, with his cohorts in another camp. Now, according to the Bible, the devil and his group were powerless after his fall, yet nevertheless a threat to God and his creation. Well, God starts a recovery move, and it does appear to me that these two people were a small beginning against the devil and one-third of the angelic host. Let's look at the verses again. Today, with God's commission, command, what he wanted them to do. Genesis 1:28, and God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply." And that's one thing we've been able to do on the earth. Okay, that check that one off. Fill the earth. Well, that's another thing I think we're able to do. And subdue it and have dominion over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Verse 2:15 again, and the Lord took them and put them in the Garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. So God started out with a new idea, so to speak. The idea in the beginning was to duplicate a creation and plant this facsimile on the ground zero, where the devil fell. It can be assumed that, well, ground zero suffered some effects when the devil and one-third of the original angels of heaven hit the ground. Jesus said that he saw Satan fall to the earth like lightning. Jesus was there at the creation. He was there at the creation. And Jesus was a model of us. How the Bible says, "Let us create man in our likeness and our image." And we believe that he's talking about Jesus because Jesus was there. We were created originally in the wonderful image of Jesus. Well, God planted his creation on the earth. At first, we were planted in a restricted area, which we were calling the Garden of Eden. And from there, we were instructed once again to multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Now, the King James puts it this way. It also says there, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Now, the word replenish used in these verses in the King James has been defined by that 1828 American Dictionary of the English language by Noah Webster. The word to replenish the earth would mean to recover to its former fullness. Okay? Recover to its former fullness. The next word that I want to look at where it says, God said to them, be fruitful, multiply. The second word, subdue the earth. It has an interesting meaning in the context of this verse in reference to the creation report in Genesis. Subdue means to conquer by force or exertion or by the exertion of superior force and bring into permanent subjection. So, when man was told to subdue the earth, he was told to conquer by force or by the exertion of superior force and to bring it into permanent subjection. It looks like there was some kind of conflict going on there, doesn't it? So we can see there was God's effort with the creation to replenish and restore the earth, to subdue or conquer the earth, and to guard the garden. Now, these words in Genesis once again seem to indicate there is a destructive force to be on the lookout for. Of course, no problem. Men and women were created in the image and likeness of God with delegated authority to have dominion over all the earth. Under God, man was in charge. So let's look at this again in brief. In the beginning, we were restricted on this vast earth to a defined area known as the Garden Eden. From there, we were instructed to multiply, refill the earth, while we were instructed also to maintain, protect, guard, and expand the garden area. If we understand the text of Genesis, the implications and the implications of other scriptures, and put it all together, we were to refill the battered earth with the glory of the Lord. We were to subdue, refill an earth battered from conflict between God and the devil. We were to fill the earth with the glory of the Lord. The glory of God, the glory being God's plans, God's power, His strength, His merit, His greatness, His man. Genesis is not the only account of the creation story. We can read it in other places in the Bible, and one place I'd like to bring up today is in the book of Psalms. Psalm 8, verses 4 through 6. It says, what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Verse 5, yet you've made him a little lower than God, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over all the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. You see, when the devil came in the garden, creeping and crawling and talking with man and communicating, Adam could have shouted, get out of here, beat it. Man didn't. He reasoned with him and talked with him and finally fell prey to the devil's philosophy and thoughts.
The devil cooed. The devil said, you eat this fruit and you'll be like God.
Well, wait a minute now. Man and woman were already created like God. What's the confusion here? Well, on a sidebar here, when you start listening to the devil, when he starts working in your mind, in your home, in your life, there is confusion. There's pressure. There's calamity. That's his personality, my friend. Man got messed up mentally
by listening to the devil. Man was already like God.
He already had authority. He already had power. This plan of God and man's responsibility to carry it out was before the fall. Now, God has not changed his plan from the foundation of the world, but man's fall to the devil has offered a great resistance. You see, God gave man authority You got that down now. Over all the earth. And man submitted his delegated authority to the influence of God's enemy, the devil. When man agreed with the devil gained power. This power that God had given to man. God wanted man to stand and use his authority. Some years ago, while I was driving down the highway, I had a vision. Now, before I had this vision while driving, I asked the Lord, why does it take so long, or why is there so much effort necessary to get some prayers answered? Now, I remember in the book of Daniel that when Daniel prayed, there was a war in the heavens with the angels that are running the earth and God's angels. So that took 21 days. But this question, I didn't look at it that way. And while I was driving, the scene in front of me turned to silver. Silver. Everything was silvery with different shadows. And behind some things was like a purple hue. And I heard God's voice speak to my heart, remember. And as he said that, a column on the right-hand side of the vision, right-hand side of the vision began to appear. And the first was one-third of angels' power. And he spoke to me and he said, one-third of heaven's power fell. I said, oh, I know, Lord. Yeah, one-third of the angels. No, he said, heaven's power. The second line began to appear, and it said that men have turned or set their heart against me. That's what God said. And then a third line appeared, which said, and God was speaking to me as I was looking at the column there, I looked for a man, or I looked for a man, and I could not find one. I said, oh, I know, Lord, I know. Jesus was the man. He said, no, literally, I look or am looking for a man, and I cannot find him. Then there was another item at the bottom, which I can't quite explain yet. But here God was giving me an explanation of why our prayers can take so much effort. One-third of heaven's power. The angels turned and fell and turned against God. Two, men's hearts. The world is an evil place. Men's hearts are against God. They won't listen to him. Three, God often can't find a man to do what needs to be done, a man or a woman. Then I was driving down the highway, and then the highway appeared to me again, and I didn't go very far. I don't know quite how I was driving, but that's what happened. God gave man a free will. I've heard that argument, and it comes right about now. Well, God's given us a free will so we can choose what we want. In fact, I've even taught you have a free will. You can choose to go to hell if you want to. But my friend, God's Holy Spirit has impressed upon my heart and mind that there's more to that story. When God created man with a free will, it was not free to choose evil, wickedness, to do things wrong. It was a free will to carry out God's plan. You can make a choice. Well, do we want to move here? Do we want to live there? You know, do we want to call this that? We can make decisions. God gave us, remember, we were a facsimile of him on earth. He gave us, He gave us a kingdom that we could manage still under him. I don't want anybody to get too excited. We still were under God. We are God's creation. We're his handiwork, the Bible said. But when man agreed with the devil, he gave the devil power. There's power, my friend, in agreement. When we agree with God, we see his miracles. We see his deliverance in our lives. But when we agree with the devil, that gives him power. When we agree with a lost world, a world that has no faith and no relationship with God, who believes you can believe, say, and think anything you want without being subject to God, our Creator, our Maker, you give the world and that system power. Today, I want you to make a big change in your life. I want you to start on a new beginning. I want you to start agreeing with God. Now, you can't agree with something you don't know. Somebody has said, well, faith is blind. Just believe it because I'm saying so. No. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word or the message of God. Actually, it says faith comes by hearing the words of Christ or anointed words. And you can find that in your Bible in Romans 10:17. And it also says faith comes by continually hearing. That word hearing means continually hearing, not having heard back in 1920. Oh, I heard that in 1920, and, you know, I tried that, and, you know, after a couple of weeks, you know, it didn't work. No, it's by continually hearing. You continually hear daily, regularly, the words, the thoughts, anointed words from God. You give it agreement, and it will have power. You agree with it. It'll give you power in your life. It'll give you strength. It'll give you direction. That's what God wants to do from the beginning. His plans have been coming from heaven, aimed at you, but you haven't been receiving them.
Maybe you didn't know this, or maybe your life experience has beat you down, but we're not powerless. God didn't make man powerless.
We're not powerless, my friend.
It's not too late, my friend, to get back into God's original plan. It's not too late. Jesus has come that you might come back. He's made a way. The door is open today. Tell God today you've been wasting your time and you want to come back. You want to be restored back to His original plan. He's waiting for you. Do it now.
Across the pond which Jesus died, is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace that's offered is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide as the sea.
Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
The damage done from the fall was extensive. It was far-reaching. And as time went on, things grew worse.